Nice. How's everybody doing, huh? Come on. I know Larry's happy. He saw the retired players. We're taking care of them. Now, this is it's a great day for the league. It's a great day for the Packers. And, you know, it was not an easy process. I think we're all disappointed that it took so long to get the agreement, that we ended up, having such a long work stoppage. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all very pleased that we're able to reach an agreement, with, really minimal. I mean, it's a shame that we had to cancel the Hall of Fame game. But, across the league, for every team in the league to have a full training camp, full preseason schedule of games and the regular season, it was a real positive. And, it's funny, Aaron and I were talking in my role on the bargaining committee. I mean, there were so many times where you're in the middle of the bargaining and we were making progress and thought we were close, and, the things just didn't work out. And even until, we voted on Thursday and we thought that the players would vote immediately and ratify it, but, we had to wait a little while. To me, really watching, I ended up watching the press conference with, seeing Roger and Dee shaking hands and Jeff Saturday and Bob Kraft hugging, it really hit this, it's over. It's time to get back to football. And I think it's good for everybody. I think it's a good agreement for fans and for football. You look at it, neither side got everything they wanted. There was compromise on both sides. I really do think it's a win-win for both sides. And, I think from a player standpoint, the improvements in the areas of health and safety were pretty significant. And, in a lot of ways, a lot of the teams had already started to move in that direction. I think, Mike McCarthy's a good example. You look at how he's structured training camps over the last few years. Two-a-days had kind of become dinosaurs. Those of us that play through those, you think this is the way football was meant to be played. But, the game's changed. There's a lot more work throughout the offseason. Players to come in camp and shape, and I think for the long-term good of the players in the game, we made changes that will really be helpful. And the other real positive is the fact that it's a long-term agreement, a 10-year agreement. I think gives both sides the ability to really improve, build the game. For us, to be able to go to our TV partners, our corporate sponsors, know that we have labor peace for a 10-year period is phenomenal. I don't, no other professional sports league has that. So that's a tremendous positive. And, for our fans to not have to hear about injunctions and lawsuits and NLRB and, recertification and decertification and antitrust litigation, and not have to hear about any of that for the next 10 years, I know they'll be very pleased. So open up for any questions. I know Aaron gave you some of the specifics in terms of the calendar. That was literally just put out. We've been going back and forth. We've had many different calendars, kind of like Coach McCarthy. He's had many different schedules and calendars, but it's really nice to have some certainty. Things are going to get started. The lockout will officially be lifted, and camp or facilities will open up tomorrow. And I know our football staff and particularly our personnel people are really excited to get started. And it's going to be a very unique couple weeks, and a lot of interest, and we're excited about it. And I'm really pleased that we're able to continue to have the family night. That's something that's pretty unique to the Packers, and to be able to continue to have that this year, particularly coming off of a Super Bowl, I think is a real positive for us.
So, Mark, will you charge family night? Will that be the same?
Yeah, it'll be the same price. Yeah. It's rather than a scrimmage, Mike, it'll be a practice. It'll be a padded there'll be a contact practice. I think it won't really be that much different. The cost, really, our cost there is all the things around the actual game, the fireworks and some of the events that we have in the parking lot, things of that nature. We're excited about it, especially our fans, to be able to have that for our fans and for them to have the first chance to really interact with the team and to see this year's team, what we look like in terms of getting ready to defend the Super Bowl championship.
Mark, from a structure standpoint, how much do you think Mike's training camp will look similarly or different than it looked in the past?
As I said before, I think Mike has kind of worked towards this. Mike and I, he had talked to me about, he really had a plan in place where he would not have any two-a-days at all. So this kind of gets us there. I think you can still have two-a-days, but one of them has to be without pads. So, it would be a walkthrough. So I don't think it'll be that much different. We'll see. Mike is in the process of finalizing exactly what the schedule will look like. I think this is kind of where we were evolving anyway. This just probably got us there a little bit quicker. I think even more so possibly. We anticipate that we'll have a number of most of the practices will probably be in the evening. And you're right, I think those are very popular. It's an opportunity for people who otherwise wouldn't be able to come to practices, be able to come after work and come to practice. The other thing, across the league, most of the teams have gone to evening practices because of the heat. If you're in the South, they schedule their practices to try to avoid the heat.
Mark, how do you think your football operation structure and your coaching staff stability will help you guys in a very ramped up, condensed camp and preseason?
I think it'll be a tremendous positive for us. A couple things. I think, the fact it's very unique, but it's the same for everybody. But I would say, for those teams that have new head coaches, that have new coordinators, are trying to break in a new quarterback, it's a pretty compressed time period. I think the fact that we had a long run in the playoffs and that we have stability in terms of coaching staff, I think it works to our benefit. But, every year is unique and it stands on its own, but, I think we're positioned well.
Do you have a firm handle on how much money you're going to have available for the rookie pool and or free agent contracts or signing your own?
Oh, yeah. Russ and Ted and I have been in constant contact throughout this whole process. And we knew, for quite a while, we've had a pretty good idea what the cap would be this year. And, Ted and Russ have been planning for that. So I think we're in good shape in that account.
Mark, have you come up with the actual day where the first open training camp practice to the public will be?
Yeah, right now it looks like training camp will open on Friday, but under the terms of the collective bargaining, the first day is no practice. It's players report, physicals, things of that nature. So the first practice would be Saturday night, but that would be without pads. The first two practices are without pads.
Those will be open, though.
Yes, those will be open. Yeah, that one of the things that we negotiated with the players was, and this is actually something the NCAA put in probably about 5 or 6 years ago, is to get the players used to the heat. This was the heat and the humidity, as well as getting ready for training camp. They put in an acclimatization period. So for us, it's a three-day period. The first day you report and you have physicals and testing and things of that nature, and then two practices without pads on the second and third days.
Do you get a sense that you'll have to win back the fans anyway, or do you think they're just going to be happy that football is starting to start training?
Yeah, that's a good question. Mike, I think my sense is, I do think we have to win back the fans. I think it has helped that we haven't missed, we didn't miss any games. We missed off-season workouts, but, the fans aren't really actively involved in that, obviously. I think the process has started of us, getting back to football. Like I said before, I think fans are sick and tired of hearing about, labor disputes and, having been involved on the other side in two other work stoppages, this one was really different. It was much longer, but the fact that you didn't miss any games made it seemed just very different. And, I think in some ways that worked to our advantage as a league. And, I think we now have an opportunity to build on, the success of the NFL. I mean, it's going to take some time to get fans back, but I also think the way this has played out, there's going to be tremendous interest in, what happens over the next couple of weeks in terms of free agency, teams making decisions on their own rosters. So I think that helps us. And, in terms of the Packers, we'll do as many different things as we can to, make sure that our fans have a great experience, whether it be training camp practices, the family night, our preseason games, and looking at other ways that we can improve or enhance the engagement that the fans have with the organization. And again, that's again one of the real advantages of this is that with a 10-year deal, you really have a long time to build and strengthen the relationship that we have with our fans.
Paul Tagliabue and Gene Upshaw had a long-standing relationship, worked through several CBAs and extensions. Can you just talk about how Roger Goodell and Damore Smith, relatively new adversaries, found that, common ground, granted as long as it took, but obviously got it done?
Yeah. I think that at the end of the day, that really was one of the real keys in getting this done. Even though, things didn't look good during certain times of this work stoppage, they never stopped communicating. So I think that was really crucial to keeping the process moving forward. You're right. I mean, you look at it, they were both new. Newer to the position than Roger. And Roger, still fairly new. This is his first collective bargaining agreement that he negotiated as a commissioner, but he had, a lengthy background in the NFL. I think both Roger and Dee had a lot of pressure on them. So on them to deliver an agreement that was, acceptable and positive for, in Dee's case, the players and Roger's the owners. And I was impressed the way the process played out. It was never. We had disagreements, but it was always professional. And at the end of the day, I think the fact that they continued to communicate, kept trying to find a common ground, I think that was a real positive. And, another thing that was a real key, I think, throughout the whole process was when we kicked the lawyers out. not to make fun of lawyers, but getting the principals involved. The players, having actual players in the bargaining sessions with our owners on our side, I think really helped move the process along at a time when it looked like we were really at a stalemate.
Some teams had to reduce payroll. Other teams took some other financial hits. Any idea on the economic impact that this last 4.5 months has had?
Well, we made a conscious decision not to reduce anybody's salary. We had the opportunity to do so, but we were hopeful that this could get resolved without missing any games. And we'll see. I think where some revenue for us was at stake was in our sponsorships. We had some that were kind of it was difficult for sponsors to make commitments, not knowing, you know, when the season would start, and they had a fairly long lead time in terms of activation. But, you know, our sponsors have been great, you know, and I know Tim Connolly and Craig Benzel have been in constant contact with them, and, you know, we were optimistic that we would get this agreement. So, you know, I'm hopeful that, you know, it won't have a certainly not a significant impact on our revenue. Well, we have been in touch with the White House initially prior to the lockout, and we're not able to. It was obviously a very short period of time between the end of the Super Bowl and the lockout. And then during the lockout, you know, the league, you know, the policy was that we could not go to the White House while we were during the lockout. We've had since then had some discussions. We're looking at whether we could find a date in August where the team could go down and visit the White House. I hope we can work it out. I think you know, it'd be such a special and unique opportunity for our players. I do realize, though, that you know, the president has more important things to deal with now than this. But it would be good if we could do that, because once you start the regular season, it's really not possible. And then as you get through the season, the team changes so much. So hopefully something could get worked out. And I know personally, I'm looking forward to seeing Charles Woodson and President Obama shake hands. I think that'll be a very interesting discussion. Yeah. All right. Thank you.